From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Speaking at an industrial trade fair Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president said up to 250 additional personnel will join the team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria.
And just as we remain relentless on the military front, we're not going to give up on diplomacy to end the civil war in Syria, because the suffering of the Syrian people has to end, and that requires an effective political transition.
President Obama. Diplomatic sources say a group of Taliban negotiators has arrived in Pakistan for exploratory meetings with authorities in Islamabad. The development came on the same day Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani told Parliament Pakistan is to blame for not stopping fugitive Taliban leaders from plotting violence in Afghanistan. Saudi Arabia has unveiled a long-term plan that could result in its most significant economic changes in decades. The plan would propose a shift away from dependence on petroleum as the country's most valuable asset. Saudi Arabia's economy has been hit hard by sharp drops in crude oil prices. Iran is threatening legal action against the United States if $2 billion in frozen funds are diverted to compensate American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. Iran's foreign minister said his government would hold the U.S. government responsible for protecting Iran's frozen funds. This is VOA News. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is ridiculing his two rivals' effort to derail his campaign. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, announced a plan Sunday to run in selective primaries to try to deny Trump a first ballot victory at the party's July convention. Trump calls it a horrible act of desperation.
So they colluded, and actually I was happy because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are.
Kasich said he would stop campaigning in the Midwestern state of Indiana to give Cruz a better shot of winning there against Trump. Meanwhile, Cruz agreed to halt his efforts in two western states to give Kasich more room to fight Trump there. A car bomb exploded in a predominantly Shiite commercial district in eastern Baghdad Monday, killing at least 11 civilians and wounding 38. Police say it is one of three similar attacks in just the last 4 days in the Iraqi capital. No group has immediately claimed responsibility. Egypt celebrated the 34th anniversary of Israel's handover of the Sinai Peninsula Monday amid pro-government celebrations and smaller anti-government protests over a decision to return two small Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. Edward Uranian reports.
A number of opposition groups, including the now-banned Muslim Brotherhood, had called for large anti-government demonstrations to protest the government's proposed return of two small islands in the Red Sea. Al Jazeera TV showed grainy video of a small protest in Giza, which was reportedly dispersed with tear gas. Al Jazeera also showed video of a protest in the Giza district of Do'i against the return of the islands. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Saudi-led coalition forces in Yemen say they have killed more than 800 al-Qaeda fighters in a single attack. The death toll in the strike on the militant-held town of Mukalla could not be independently verified. A gay rights activist and his friend were hacked to death by suspected Islamist militants in an apartment in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. At least five attackers came to Shulhaz Manan's apartment posing as couriers and attacked him and a friend. They also injured a security guard. Witnesses say the men shouted Allahu Akbar as they fled the scene. A military general in Burundi has been shot and killed while dropping off his daughter at school. General Athanasi Kararuza, an advisor to Burundi's vice president, was killed along with his wife and one of his bodyguards in the capital Bujumbura Monday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.